All right, boys and girls, sorry for the delay again. There is going to be a move up in the aftermath of the fireside. I'm going to try to be quick-ish today because I got started 20 minutes later due to net nonsense. We are back with some bingo, and once numbers stabilize and people realize that we're actually doing this, we will begin. In addition to my net outage causing some minor difficulties, we also are still in that last week or so of time zone nonsense. So hopefully the Euros will be on the same plan as we are over here in Freedomland at the next weekend, and then we will have the DST related time zone confusion across the org will be less of a thing. There are many excellent squads, and if you think that yours should be the best, let us know in Elysium. We have lots of sigs and squads, but only a few actually get out there and say we're the best one on Fireside. So figure I should encourage the behavior. There has been a shitload of locusting. That's something a little riff before we get too into the heavy herf blorfs. I've been hearing very positive reports about vast swarms of goons locusting like the wind and stripping belts like nothing else. So do get involved with that if you are interested in doing some PvE stuff. I'm going to want to address the general, what are we doing, where are we going, and what are the cool things to do in EVE Online, or rather, I should say, in Goon Swarm Online or in Imperium Online. There are less people, in theory, playing the game across the galaxy by a combination of the war in Ukraine or general dissatisfaction with CCP and whatever. There was all the Prospector Pack drama that was happening while I was moving. I think our CSMs handled it very well, and then they fucked off to Florida at a party, Night at the Roxbury style. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for them. So when they get back, I'm sure there will be more updates. But at a time where some people are not as engaged, we're actually starting a whole bunch of really interesting shit. And so when people are mad at CCP, I don't want to tell you guys to not be mad at CCP. Personally, I am very old and very jaded when it comes to CCP related nonsense. So it is important that our CSMs and the player base protested against the Prospector Pack and the Free Retriever and all that other dumb crap. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm pretty happy to see CCP, by and large, walking back a lot of their dumbass prosperity changes and generally appears to be on the defensive and hopefully fixing the game for the better. But that doesn't matter. And the reason it doesn't matter is because we have been here before. There are so many times throughout our history where CCP can be setting their hair on fire and fucking everything up for most of the game. But as long as our people have something fun to do that's entertaining, I don't really give a shit. And the important thing from a Goon Swarm leadership space emperor perspective is to make sure that we have cool shit to do. And I have a bunch of cool shit for you guys to talk about today. Most of it involves murder, Jeff, Sigs and squads, killing puppies, watching test failure cascade, a whole bunch of stuff there. The other part of it involves making tons of money, delve time unit style, because as I mentioned, the locusts a couple minutes ago, it looks like the rest of the galaxy is not doing mining at scale, and we are, and we're really getting stuck in with that. So I want to encourage that. You can essentially choose your own adventure. And the reason why I'm telling you this is in times of relative peace. And this is a situation where there was a 1,000-person fight yesterday at around this time, right? So if you're just cluing in and you're wondering what's going on in Eve, there is a bunch of shit happening, and we're going to talk about that a lot. I want you guys to get involved in the Jeff deployment. It has already kicked off with a bang. There are puppies to kill. There's horde there. There's tests there. There are fights, 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 and we need supplies. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But the point is this. Some people are going to be like, gosh, CCP sucks. I'm mad about it, whatever. And I think that people who want to take breaks from the game because they're mad about that, that's fine. I don't, again, I'm jaded. I'm not as freaked out about the Prospector Pack as I was about the prosperity thing and making sure that CCP would change the core gameplay back in a direction that made it more entertaining. So what does that mean? That means killing puppies. That means the Jeff deployment. It is not very far away. We are deployed over to DTAC-P, and there's actually going to be a move up right after the fireside. And this is an opportunity for us to recruit for a number of parts of our organization that are necessary for the process of killing puppies. It has been a while since we've done like big deployment stuff. This isn't like a full alliance deployment. It's not like everybody has to move out of 1DQ1. But for those of you that want to get some blood on your hands, and I encourage you to get some blood on your hands because it's a lot more fun than not. we want you to get involved with the Jeff deployment. So there are links in Elysium, or there should be, for joining Jeff. And as a result, there's a bunch of basic getting back on the bicycle, learning how war and murder in EVE Online works. This is not officially a war as far as we are concerned. It's a Jeff deployment. And even so, we still need to have the market there stocked, right? There is all. So first of all, join Jeff. Second of all, we need people who are able to hack. And that means we want you to join GSFOE. GSFOE is getting involved, and they were the ones that are originally going to be doing a move op after this, which is now turned into a full blown move op for people that want to get involved in the Jeff deployment. It's only about 7 jumps away because we have an amazing jump bridge network. The market there does need to be stocked. We are particularly looking for Logie pilots, Intosys jocks in general, and also we need more USTZ people. The enemy has brought a lot of relatively tanky subcap doctrines that have fact support, so we need more firepower in USTZ. Euro time zone has been there with fucking bells on. Like I mentioned earlier, there was a 1,000-person fight that lasted for several hours yesterday. Euro time zone turned up strong, went balls deep into Jeff territory, and I want to encourage that. We need more of that from USTZ such that we can crush these nerds in USTZ as well. And we've got some very good questions about the SRP webpage, which we're going to be handling in a second, because we have a whole rant about getting our dev services unfucked, and we have been working on that, and it's going to be cool and good. Right now, if you are trying to apply for affordable care and you get an error, just hit refresh and try again. That is a shitty, annoying response, and I don't want to get here on a fireside and tell you just hit F5 for try again, because I'm sick of telling people that. One of the biggest things that we have been doing organizationally over the last week is getting together our developers. If you are a developer, you've probably heard about this. There are a number of projects that we are working on to fix things that have been bothering you. So one of those includes CapSOAR maps. Like we mentioned last week, actually, I'm not sure whether we mentioned this last week or not because I was in transit. But if you get an error for the CapSORM app, please send it to the Adj. Actually, I should make sure that the Adj is here before I send a million people his way. Cool. Okay, I'm free to send a million people his way. And it's important to send the error messages in particular. Send them in a forum PM to the Adj such that he can actually see what they are, because our devs have been heroically diagnosing them. I don't like it. I don't like to see anybody in this organization going, gosh, I tried to get SRP for something and there was an error, or gosh, I tried to apply for a group and there was an error. We know it's been an issue for a while now, and essentially it's been the first thing that I flipped a fucking table on unfucking since I got situated in my new location. I want to go back to talking about war and murder, because if I keep talking about IT stuff, I'm going to blow a gasket. But we are working on that, and we do want to hear those complaints. Such that we know what's busted, right? My attitude is, if I see one person applying for affordable care and getting an error, there's probably 50 people that got that same error and didn't complain in Elysium, so we do try to figure this shit out. Okay, so I want somebody please to put a link to testalliances.lan in Elysium while I'm going through my notes here. Thank you. So periodically we get asked, what is the status of our enemies? There's been a couple of big moves on the chessboard in the last couple of weeks. Horde has changed their main staging location. They did a space swap with Fraternity that had been something that was in the works for a while. They have moved deeper into the drone regions. Test is, of course, still deep in the drone regions. And you guys may be wondering, what have we been doing about Test? Well, first of all, if you would like to shoot Test or Horde, I strongly encourage you to join Jeff or get involved in SIGs or squads. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Join GSFOE, join Jeff. Pick a squad, any squad. Almost all of them are involved with shooting Horde or Test in various locations around the game. Meanwhile, Sandra and Stone has apparently been left holding the bag in Test, and I don't think he realizes that it's an idiot prize. So we're going to keep monitoring that situation and see where that goes. I'm not sure whether they're going to be losing more corporations or not, but if these guys want to burrow deep into the safety of the drone regions and then rot away like they have, I'm perfectly cool with it. Now, we talked about CapSOAR map issues. We talked about GSFOE. What is GSFOE? People might not know. Gunswarm Offensive Intosys. What they do is they make the hacking system less shit. If a properly organized system of people attack FuzzySoft, it can make an op very easy. If you don't have enough organization, you don't have enough hackers, those things can go sideways and they can suck for a while. So we need to get back into the swing of things. GSFOE is out there with Jeff, and we encourage people that are really dedicated to doing Intosys to give it a try. If you're dedicated to Intosys, you're probably already in GSFOE. But if you're curious, if you're looking for an F2, if you're looking for a way to get involved, maybe you can fly a main fleet alt, but you also have another alt that can do some hacking stuff during those ops, check it out. We need you, and it's going to help move the dial. GSFOE is a fantastic F2 because hackers are one of those situations where if you have enough, it's great and you don't have to worry about it. But if you don't have enough, it sucks for everyone involved in the op. So it's a very important backstop. So you always are going to be contributing to the greater good of the tribe. You are involved in GSFOE. If you are bringing hackers, if you are contributing, even if you are not actively being utilized, the fact that we have that backstop there against a following blow that critical mass of hackers is critical to many of our ops. All right. I am being slightly rushed, and I apologize. I probably shouldn't be rushed. I could sit here and herf blurs for as long as I want, but there's really nothing quite like going from why internet no worky right at the moment you're supposed to give a fucking speech in front of 500-odd people. There we go. So what I want to say about stocking the market in DP, that is where the Jeff deployment is. It is in Esoteria. It is only about 7 jumps using our bridge network. Make sure that you are using scouts. Don't just go on your own there, because there are often gate camps just before there, and that's perfectly fine. That's legitimate. The enemy should be trying to stop us getting into a combat deployment. Don't be a fucking dumbass and assume that just because it's relatively near to 1DQ1, you can just drive a freighter through there and it'll be fine. You will die. We will point and laugh. Use scouts, but stock that market. Again, if you are curious, if you're not sure about how to get there safely, talk to your friends, talk to your courtmates, talk to people in the Jeff channels, and go with a group. It is very close by to 1DQ1. It is very easy to get there and stock the market. We want you to do that, but don't be stupid about it. All right. So various other people have been asking about what is the most optimized way of making money if you aren't interested in war and murder. In fact, I suggest that you do Jeff and have, you know, economic alts here at home and Dell doing your thing. You get a link to the Ranger Gamma is already there for it. Perfect. These threads are updated. There's a question about whether they were currently the most up to date. This is the starting point, guys. If you are PVE curious, if you're like, gosh, maybe I should get into GSISC and learn how to do things, or maybe I could be making more money, maybe you're just in a PVE mindset, please check out those threads, including particularly the stuff about how to make PI easily. CCP has made it such that PI is critical to all sorts of things, and the Alliance needs PI. We will buy it off of you from our buy orders in 1DQ1. So it's a great, easy way to make money that will also help move the dial for the coalition as a whole. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rat Knight. Perfect. So essentially, that is what we are doing. We are currently in a galactic arms race because it is between the big wars. And whenever it is between the big wars, it is on us to run up the score at home as much in an organized way as possible compared to the bad guys. The most recent MER indicated a galactic decline in economic activity, but Delve was standing out as being one of the most organized places for group mining, and we're doing our thing again. And we want to encourage that and scale that up, because as we learned in the war, we know that in these times of peace, when we are running up the score, that is what allows us to have the reserves necessary to stand against the entire galaxy and survive and thrive. So we're going to be doing that. So check that shit out. Okay, let me take some questions. Can we get a fight of the Titans? White shirt Merkelchen versus black shirt Middens, that is. I'm not really sure if that counts as a fight of the Titans unless you're talking about my expanding waistline, because I seem to have managed to gain like 26 pounds over the last year. So I'm feeling kind of titanic right now. Thankfully, it hasn't reached my face, so you can't tell it on the meta show. But somebody's ass needs to get back in shape, and I think that somebody is me. I eat too many milk duds. How are some of the up-and-coming FCs doing? I've seen some new faces. Now, we have seen new faces, and that's excellent. There has never been a better time to get involved in learning how to FC, be it in a SIG or squad way, in a Jeff way, just getting out there and getting some blood on your hands, or helping out around home in Delve. Again, it takes balls to stand up and say, you're going to do this. You have to be able to make mistakes to learn anything, right? And one of the things that we enable newer FCs to do is to get out there, and, you know, occasionally things go wrong. And I think that's good. The FCs that are out there and able to do the thing, get back on the bicycle and keep going, those are the ones that really develop the talent of leadership, because that's just how it fucking works, right? So I've been very happy to see that. And as Altarari is pointing out, we throw skirmish commanders to the wolves constantly, and they have back seats and lots of opportunity to be learned and be taught. So, like, you don't have to go it alone. You don't have to go out there and go, gosh, I'm going to FC something and it's going to suck. You will have mentors. You will have guidance. There is an entire system that has been set up in order to enable you to murder puppies for the good of the Imperium. So, yeah, let's do that. I do need to go to the gym. Actually, what I'm really going to be doing is walking every day, because out here in northern Michigan, it's fucking beautiful. And so I'm going to be, you know, it's a beautiful day. The lake is pristine. It's fantastic out there. The fish managed to survive the move. I was a little concerned about that. We drove for 11 hours with buckets of fish in our 5-gallon buckets of fish in our cars, and there were no casualties. So we managed to pull it off. I am now in northern Michigan. I have successfully moved. That's why I've been off the table for the last couple of weeks. We moved up to the Traverse City area, Lake Leelanau. It's a family lake house, and I'm a big fan. I'm not quite a youper. On the mitten of Michigan, it's the little finger. It's not the youp. I did not go full prepper, no. But if I wanted to go full prepper, it's certainly the territory for it. All right. We are running late because I am a fucking idiot and decided to fuck around with my desk so it'd be in the full upright position, and then I had to reboot the router, and it took me a good 20 minutes of stupidity before I just gave up and rebooted the router, and then everything was fine. So I want to take a couple more questions, and then really I want you guys, one, in Jeff, two, in GSFOE, and three, getting the market in DP stocked fully such that we have the war material. We really need more U.S. time zone people. We really need more logistics pilots, and we need more hackers out there. It's been a really good start to the deployment. It hasn't been like we deployed and then there was disaster everywhere or anything. We've been getting a lot of grindy fights. We've been getting to use battleships. It's been really cool. So please do get out there and keep murdering puppies. Is there a thing for tracking the market shortage in DTECP that indicates what's preferred to help see? That is a good question. I do not believe we have anything like that set up currently, but all of our procurement folks who are here in Elysium can say some of the things that are required. Right now, because it is a fresh deployment within this last week, there's just a lot of stuff that's needed on the market there, guys. It's not really like, we need this one thing, please get it. It's fresh deployment zone, stock that market. Scimitars, Munins, Doctrine ships, ammo, drones, boosters. Yeah, see, check this stuff here in Elysium, guys. Just pick any of that stuff and get it shoved into DTACP. Again, don't make the run yourself unscouted. There will often be a gate camp, but if you go as part of like the post-fireside move-op, or if you use various brain cells and rub them together, as long as you're not trying to ram a freighter there by yourself unscouted, you should be okay. Use basic intelligence and or die as a lesson for everybody else. Yeah, it is always a little bit rocky in terms of a fresh deployment when it comes to market stocking, right? You have to get out there and show people, hey guys, yesterday there was a 1,000-person grind fight that we participated in and it was awesome. So like, it's not like we're doing a deployment to bumfuck nowhere where there aren't fights. Like, there are active fights, there's real engagement, there is shit to be had, and there is spaceship violence just a short trip from 1DQ1. So please get involved on that. Yeah, so you can see a bunch of FCs that have been taking breaks are getting back involved. John Hartley is yelling at us and telling us that we're stupid for various reasons, I'm sure. And it's great. It's sort of ideal. There's third-party fights. There's just a bunch of shit going on. And that's one of the things that's nice about these things, is it's a fuckfest, and it's a good kind of fuckfest. When we last deployed, Jeff, it was in May of 2020, and we didn't start off nearly so well, and we fed a bunch of sacrileges, and then it became obvious that all the puppies were coming after us. That's when that Jeff deployment provoked Piggles running his mouth too much, and then all the puppies said that they were going to come together and attack us. So that's how we got some of our early warning of the war coming. This one is much closer to home. It's not like a far afield deployment. With our bridge network, guys, 7 hops from 1DQ on. It is as easy peasy as we can make it for you to murder pubs. All right, let me take some questions, and then I'm going to ring off here such that we can get to the killing work of jamming a bunch of goons and ships and war material into DP. What fish do I keep? We have a the two main centerpiece fish in this tank are a golden or a honey gourami, but we have a purple spotted gudgeon, which is this big, fat, thick goby thing. And he's more like a dog than a fish. He wiggles his ass. He's got a lot of personality. Also some green tiger barbs and Odessa barbs and, yeah, Buenos Aires tetras, which are also really hot. Those are fun. Furniture business questions. Madfern.com. Check it out. Furniture for men. We have been not too busy with that during this last move, but as soon as our offices are unfucked, we have one office here. The other office in the house is still in boxes. I'm going to be trying to fix that today. There's been lots of runs to storage and shit like that. And then we are going to, I mean, it's pretty awesome, right? To be able to sit at your desk and look out and see a fucking lake. So I'm excited about the future. Okay. Checking any final questions. Is Test invading us? Well, they're not really invading us. They are in the theater of the Esoteria to Faith Abilis Fuckfest Zone, which is where we have coincidentally deployed. Actually, the day that we were deploying, Jeff, to begin with, was that weekend that Test announced that they were going to go home, and then they turned around and came back. So on Jeff, you will be fighting primarily Horde, Test, and any Pappy remnants that happen to tag along with them. So it should be very familiar. And obviously, shooting Horde and Test is something that we are always fans of, especially when they are so close to home. What's the skew for the lake view? Oh my God, I'm definitely in the furniture business now. I'm laughing at skew joke. All right. What is our overall objective with Faith Abilis, and what is the end game of this Jeff deployment? That is, especially coming from Sir Cuddles, I'm guessing that is bingo bait. And I will give it to you. That is an excellent future plans question. We are over there to murder and to remember how to murder. As you guys know, FozzySov takes work. GSFOE takes work. Learning how to fight in an organized way takes work. And if we ever allow ourselves to go soft, weak, and incompetent, the entire galaxy will immediately blow themselves again and come down here to try to exterminate us. So unlike our enemies who want to live in the deep drone regions in complete safety, here in Delve, I love it because we have NPC Delve. It is never fully safe in Delve. We must always be looking for a degree of danger because otherwise we will rot and sort of slough off into weakness, just like our enemies have. So after a certain number of months off, it just becomes, I just get sick of peacetime. I get sick of peacetime firesides. I get sick of talking about moons and stuff. And it's just time to kill the fucking puppies. That's the objective. Kill the fucking puppies. There you go. All right. I want to thank you guys for coming. And there's going to be pings going out shortly for the move ops. Join Jeff. We particularly need USTZ people. We need Logie. Stock those fucking markets. Join GSFOE. We got work to do out there in the East, and it's only 7 jumps from 1 to Q1. Get involved. Let's do this. Thank you for coming. We will see you again next week.